These days, you tune into the sportscasts, open the sports pages, and what do you see? Not just the game stories, features, and scores, but also the transgressions, both real and alleged. Some days, they dominate the news over the game stories, features, and scores. In the last couple of months, we've had stories on Lance Armstrong's blood doping and half-hearted admissions, a hoax involving college football's Heisman runner-up, my personal favorite, the use or non-use of deer antler spray, and many others. Steroids, EPO, and human growth hormone. It makes me wistful for the days when cheating talk revolved around whether Gaylord Perry threw a spitball. But no matter the misstep or the vehicle for cheating, it all boils down to one thing. We just don't know whom to trust anymore. And when we lose our trust in our athletes, and coaches for that matter, what are we really watching? It is no longer a true competition. Instead, it's a spectacle, an event where all competitors are not equal. Now, I'm not naive enough to think that the playing field has always been level. Athletes and management have always tried to look for every advantage, even if it means pushing the envelope right to the edge. But now it's gone far over the edge. Baseball's steroid era has become so muddled. Some we know used them, others we suspect, yet others who did not use suffered in their unenhanced performance. No, it's not fair, yet we don't know what to do about it. Come up with a drug test, someone will find a way to beat it. Or develop the next substance that is undetectable. EPO, the performance-enhancing drug of choice among professional cyclists, has become so prevalent it has made a mockery of the sport. The exceptions seem to be those who did not use it. And about my favorite product, that deer antler spray, now famous because Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis was alleged to have used it, my question has always been, how did someone come up with a product such as that? Who first said, you know, that velvety stuff that covers male deer's antlers, if we grind it up and make it into a pill, or better yet, a spray you can squirt under your tongue, it's gonna be just like human growth hormone. And better yet, it'll be undetectable on a drug test. And even better than that, I can make a fortune by selling it. It's easy to see why athletes would try to improve themselves physically in sports where increased strength and endurance lead to better performance. But what about NASCAR? Even Jimmy Johnson was smart enough to wonder about the effects of human growth hormone on race car drivers. After all, HGH's main benefit is its ability to allow users to recover faster from workouts. And say you drive a 300-mile nationwide series race on Saturday, a workout in itself, and then you're scheduled to run a Sprint Cup 500 or 600-miler the next day. Some people wonder if performance-enhancing drug use is any worse than other forms of cheating, say, stealing signs in baseball, videotaping an opponent's practices in football. For me, it is, because while those are examples of dishonesty, they are not physically harmful to the person doing the cheating. Unless, of course, it's a shortstop who steals signs, gets caught by the opponent, and then gets a base runner in spikes high to break up a double play. The bottom line, cheating has been around since someone figured out they needed an edge, and it worked. And barring foolproof rules and tests, it's not going away anytime soon. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again next Wednesday.